Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Friday, November 7th, and the mood out there feels heavy. There's no rush to buy yesterday's dip, that's for sure.
Heavy is the right word. The futures are painting a pretty clear picture this morning. We're looking at a lower open across the board. The S&P 500 futures are down about 0.5%. The Dow is off by 0.4%, but the real weight is on the NASDAQ, which is tracking down 0.7%.
That NASDAQ weakness really tells the story, doesn't it? It feels like growth stocks are just getting hammered this week.
Absolutely. The Russell 3000 Growth Index is down almost 3% for the week. And get this, even the Magnificent Seven are all in the red this morning. It's a broad-based pressure on tech and growth.
So it's not just a few bad apples. But speaking of individual stocks, the main event is still earnings. And it is creating some serious fireworks, both good and bad.
Oh, it's a tale of two markets. On one side, you have absolute rockets. Look at JFrog, ticker FROG. Gapping up almost 30%. They beat on earnings, beat on revenue, and guided higher. Same story for Expedia, EXPE, which is soaring over 15% after a huge earnings beat and a guidance raise.
Incredible moves. Affirm is another one, AFRM, popping over 10% on a strong report, so there's money to be made if you pick the right name.
But if you pick the wrong one, look out below. Sweetgreen, SG, is a disaster. It's down over 16%. They missed on earnings, missed on revenue, lowered their guidance, and same-store sales fell a staggering 9.5%. Just brutal.
Wow. And it's not alone. Block, ticker XYZ, is also getting punished, down about 15% after missing on the top and bottom lines. DraftKings, DKNG, is another casualty, falling 9% on a revenue miss and weak guidance.
It's just a minefield. And you know, even good news isn't helping some stocks. Tesla shareholders approved Elon Musk's massive pay package, and the stock is still down this morning. That tells you everything you need to know about the current sentiment.
That is a huge tell. It seems like the macro picture is just weighing on everything. We've got the ongoing government shutdown drama, with another vote expected today that might not even pass.
Right, and overseas, it's not much better. China's trade data for October was disappointing, with both imports and exports coming in weak. That's continuing to fuel global growth concerns.
And the tech tensions with China are not helping. The U.S. is reportedly banning even NVIDIA's scaled-down AI chips designed for the Chinese market. That's a significant development.
It is. It keeps that whole semiconductor space on edge. Though, on the flip side, Intel is actually up a bit after Musk mentioned Tesla might discuss AI chip production with them. A little bit of a silver lining for Intel, perhaps?
So, with all this bearishness, what's the game plan for traders today? It seems like some analysis is pointing less toward an outright crash and more toward a consolidation phase.
That's the key distinction. Volatility, measured by the VXX, is stable. It suggests traders aren't panicking, but they are extremely cautious. The advice is clear. Exercise extreme caution. We're seeing more sellers than buyers, about 3-1, and key indicators are bearish.
So what are the key levels to watch?
For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, the big support level is down at 666. If we break that, we could see more downside. Resistance is up around 669 to 670. For the QQQ, support is at 607 and resistance is at 612. These are the lines in the sand for today.
Got it. So defend the key levels. What about sectors or individual names to watch?
The playbook suggests focusing on defensive sectors and avoiding those high beta growth names that are getting sold off. A couple of names on the watch list are MTSI for a potential continuation move and IDXX as one to watch in anticipation of a setup.
And of course, we have some economic data that could shake things up. We get the preliminary University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index at 10 a.m. Eastern. That's definitely one to watch.
Exactly. It's a tricky Friday. The market is telling us to be careful. You have these massive divergences between earnings winners and losers, but the overall indexes feel heavy. My final thought is, don't be a hero today. Protect capital and watch those key levels closely.
That's your Morning Dose. Excellent advice. Stay sharp, watch those levels, and we'll see you on the other side. Have a great trading day, everyone.